Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, Ye Do Err, Not Knowing the Power of God. In Scripture, we have found and can find that there were people who made some drastic mistakes because they did not know the power of God. These were the enemies of God. Take, for example, Pharaoh, who said he knew not the Lord and he was not going to let Israel go. Now, that was a costly mistake for him. He lost his army. I suppose he lost his life because he didn't know the power of God. He thought that God was someone like he was, someone who had come into being, someone who was limited in his power and his ability, but he did not know the eternal God who always has been and always will be and never was a time when he was not. Or think of Ahab, who thought that he could put on a certain garment and hide himself from the Lord and escape the judgment that was going to fall upon him. put on a garment and went into battle, disguising himself. A certain man at a venture drew a bow and let it fly swiftly, silently through the air. It found its mark, and Ahab was a man who was killed because he was judged by the Lord. But I'd like for us to look at take the rest of the time on our devotional today just to look at some verses for comforting the people of the Lord, because we err not knowing the power of God. We don't consider the greatness of our God, and many times we find ourselves being thrown into despair and discouragement, find ourselves being defeated because we don't know the power of God. Job was a man who suffered like none other except our Lord. Of course, the Lord exceeded in his suffering, that of Job, but Job suffered greatly. And he came to this conclusion by the grace of God in Job 19, verses 25 through 27. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. So he was settled. He had this settled in his mind, and he was not about to be dragged off by complete, utter despair and destruction. He knew the Lord. Psalm 16, verses 9 through 11. The psalmist has written, therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So the psalmist knew several things here concerning the plight in which he had found himself, and of course it's pointing to that concerning the Lord. But his heart was glad. He knew that that wasn't the end. The grave is not the end for the Christian. He will show us the path of life. Where is the fullness of joy in his presence? Is there fullness of joy, continuing fullness of joy in this world? Oh, there are times when the joy waxes and wanes, times when it seems to come and go, sometimes it seems to flee from us, but in his presence there is fullness of joy. And Psalm 17:15. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. See, this brings hope and comfort and encouragement for the Christian because of the power of God. It's not in us to do, but it's in the power of God to make sure that his word is fulfilled and is kept. And so, we don't have to err and go into discouragement and be thrown into despair and into darkness. Our God has given to us his mind and a record of his power in his word and in nature. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.